This is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to Religion News Service, Marcus Lamb, a prominent Christian broadcaster known for his outspoken opposition to COVID-19 vaccines, has died after contracting the virus. He was 64. This morning at 4 a.m., the president and founder of Daystar and the love of my life went to be with Jesus, said his wife Joni on a Tuesday morning broadcast. I wanted you to hear from me that he's with the Lord. Marcus Lamb was co-founder and CEO of the Daystar Television Network, a network popular with evangelical and charismatic Christians. In recent weeks, friends and supporters had been praying for his recovery from the virus, seeing it as a spiritual attack because of his advocacy against vaccines and push for alternate treatments. There's no doubt in my mind that this is a spiritual attack from the enemy, Lamb's son Jonathan said about his father's COVID-19 illness on November 23rd. As much as my parents have gone on here to kind of inform everyone about everything going on to the pandemic and some of the ways to treat COVID, there's no doubt that the enemy is not happy about that, and he's doing everything he can to take down my dad. Joni Lamb said on the broadcast that her husband had diabetes and that he had been hospitalized for COVID-19 after his oxygen level dropped. She also said that he had tried alternative treatments but was not able to recover. She said she had used the protocols that they had promoted on the program and breezed through COVID. In addition to Joni and Jonathan, Lamb is survived by his daughters Rachel and Rebecca. According to CBS LA, Jacqueline Avant, the wife of music executive Clarence Avant, was shot to death Wednesday in an apparent home invasion in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills police say a shooting at the 1100 block of Mator Place was called in at 2:23 a.m. on Wednesday. When officers arrived, they found a woman with a gunshot wound and there were no suspects at the scene. The woman was taken to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center but did not survive. At an afternoon news conference, Beverly Hills Police Chief Mark Steinbrook confirmed the woman killed was 81-year-old Jacqueline Avant. The Avant family's contributions to the world of entertainment and to better communities across Los Angeles are unmatched, Steinbrook said. He said the department is in contact with the family and offering their support and resources. Avant was the wife of 90-year-old music executive Clarence Avant and mother-in-law to Netflix CEO Ted Sarandos. Clarence Avant, who was not injured in the shooting, is known as the godfather of black music, who worked with the likes of Louis Armstrong, the SOS Band, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, and Babyface. Clarence Avant and a security guard were present at the time of the shooting, but they were not hurt. Steinbrook said he was asked to thank everyone for their messages of support and condolences on behalf of the Avant family. Jacqueline was an amazing woman, wife, mother, philanthropist, and a 55-year resident of Beverly Hills who has made an immeasurable positive contribution and impact on the arts community. She will be missed by her family, friends, and all the people she has helped throughout her amazing life. Steinbrook read from the Avant family statement. The Avants were married for 54 years. Danny Bakewell Sr., who is the owner of the black newspaper, the Los Angeles Sentinel, says he is a lifelong friend of the Avant family and was overwhelmingly pained at the loss of such a beautiful person. For her to be killed in such a senseless way is unfathomable. There are no human beings more kind and generous than Clarence and Jackie, and for their home and their lives to be violated in such a violent manner is unconscionable, he said in a statement. According to the Daily Mail, a Norwegian Christmas party where up to 60 people may have contracted the Omicron variant of COVID-19 over drinks and dinner has sparked panic across Europe and may threaten company bashes across the UK. The meal at the Louis Seafood restaurant on Oslo's waterfront is likely to be the world's biggest outbreak of the new strain so far. Norwegian epidemiologists have ruled out the possibility the infections are Delta variant cases and said there was a high probability it was Omicron because at least one of the SKTEC employees had recently returned from the renewable energy company's South African office in Cape Town. And in another twist, SKTEC has insisted only vaccinated employees were allowed to attend the Christmas party last Friday, and they needed a negative test result beforehand. One of the company's super spreaders was also drinking in an Irish bar in the city the following night, raising fears more could be infected. More than 71% of Norway's population are fully vaccinated, higher than the 69% of Brits and 59% of Americans who have had both jabs. According to CBS Chicago, a 14-year-old boy was shot a dozen times in Roseland and his mother was murdered in the same spot 2 days later. As CBS 2's Suzanne Lemignot reported Wednesday, the grieving family and friends of Delisa Tucker and Kevin Tinker Jr. are in shock and asking why. They are also in unimaginable pain, losing two loved ones just 2 days apart and now planning two funerals. "We need justice for Delisa and Kevin," said family friend Michelle Tharpe. "That's all we want." Tucker, a 31-year-old mother of six, was shot in the chest early Wednesday morning on the 200 block of West 110th Place off Wentworth Avenue. She was visiting the spot where her son, Kevin Tinker Jr., was killed Sunday afternoon. "The 14-year-old was shot multiple times. He didn't deserve it," said family friend Amber Lee. "He was a kid." Tinker's father, Kevin Tinker Sr., said his son was walking home from a friend's house when he was shot. According to the Daily Mail, Michigan high school gunman Ethan Crumbly met with parents and teachers 3 hours before he murdered four classmates in a rampage on Wednesday for a meeting to discuss his behavior. Crumbly, 15, has been charged with four counts of murder, terrorism, and other gun charges. He murdered four classmates and injured seven others after opening fire in the hallways at 12:50 p.m. At 10 a.m. that morning, his mother and father, Jennifer and James, were called into Oxford High School for a meeting with teachers about Ethan's behavior. It's unclear what prompted the meeting, but it was the second time Ethan had been called in 2 days. On Monday, he met with teachers alone. Police say there was no record of the teenager being bullied, as other students have claimed, and prosecutors revealed at his arraignment that he had detailed in a journal found in his backpack how he wanted to shoot students at the school. Prosecutors are charging Crumbly as an adult so that he may be convicted and sentenced to life in prison. At a press conference on Wednesday, Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald suggested she might also charge his parents for not keeping the 9mm handgun that he used out of his reach. The teenager had boasted on Instagram about the gun, pretending it was his, days before the attack. Four kids died in the shooting: Tate Meyer, 16, Hannah St. Juliana, 14, and 17-year-old Madison Baldwin. A fourth boy, Justin Schilling, 17, died in the hospital on Wednesday morning. According to The Guardian, Simone Sanders, chief spokesperson and a senior advisor to Kamala Harris, is to leave the White House at the end of the year, Politico has reported, renewing speculation of chaos and dysfunction within the vice president's office. The departure of Sanders is the second high-profile exit from Harris's staff within 2 weeks, following the resignation of communications director Ashley Etienne. It also comes amid report friction with Joe Biden's team over the role of his vice president and stories that Harris feels sidelined in the job as the president prepares to launch his campaign for a second term. Sanders, in a farewell note to staff reported by Politico, gave no reason for her exit and did not say where she intends to go next. Some political observers, however, noted that the news of her leaving came the same day as Stacey Abrams, another highly visible Democrat on the national stage, launched her campaign for Georgia governor. According to NBC News, a former college football standout was gunned down in Florida by his father following an argument they had over a dog bite, officials said Tuesday. Gunfire erupted just before 9:30 p.m. Monday in northwest Jacksonville, where officers found two victims with gunshot wounds, one adult black male and one adult black female, according to a statement from the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. They were both taken to the hospital where the man, shot in the chest and shoulder, was pronounced dead, authorities said. All involved parties are believed to be related. This incident was domestic in nature, and there are no outstanding suspects, according to the sheriff's statement. Authorities didn't immediately name the victims, but court documents later identified the suspect as Otis Lee Anderson, 52. The University of Central Florida mourned the loss of 23-year-old Otis Anderson Jr., a former star running back for the Knights. The fatal confrontation began after Otis Lee Anderson Sr. got bit by the victim's, the girlfriend's dog, and was bleeding throughout the house, according to a booking and arrest report. The suspect then flipped a reclining chair before the two continued their argument, officials said. The heavily redacted report quoted Anderson Sr. saying Anderson Jr. charged at him, but it wasn't clear if the suspect was claiming self-defense. Anderson Sr. also stated multiple times that Anderson Jr. had never disrespected him before this incident, according to the report. The father was booked on suspicion of second-degree murder and attempted second-degree murder in the shooting of his wife, Denise Anderson, records show. A lawyer for Anderson Sr. could not be immediately reached for comments on Tuesday. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today's a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.